This is the best tea in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the edge. Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Thanks again to Thomas and Skumba. Back again tomorrow with another bagging show. It is 6 minutes after nine. Okay. We are a forgiving nation. We are a nation that gives second chances. But do we give ex-prisoners second chance? I see you are quiet on this issue. Let me, I know when you are like this is because I've pricked a nerve. Let me prick a little more. When we say the Lord's Prayer, what do we say? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive, not as we try to, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Simply put, we seek forgiveness when we do wrong, but do we also forgive those who have done us wrong? Huh? And I think the simple answer to that question is no, we don't. We don't. Therefore, we are part of a forgiving nation. We are celebrated worldwide for being what? A forgiving nation. We wouldn't be here today if we didn't forgive. Not only that, we are a God-fearing nation. Therefore, our value system is very strong. Shouldn't we then use that as a strength to show the rehabilitated ex-con that he can be part of our society? Hashtag, do we forgive ex-prisoners? Lesego Maki via my Facebook page says, oh guy, I'm an ex-convict myself. South Africans do not give second chances, shame. Since I got released, people give me snacks looks. They only need me when there's a fight. They want me to stop it because I have scary tattoos that I got while I was in jail.
Mamela, man, we do forgive, but we never forget. And it depends. It's like Uskumbe Chilo. What was he in for or she in for in prison? I can forgive a person. Obulala umuntu wase next door, it's fine. But imagine a person who rapes and kills my own child. Uyagwetjwa. No, 20 years, 15 years, he comes back. What does my mind tell me always when I see that person? Are we having those blames, Manuuti? If it wasn't for him, my daughter will be doing something now. So my point is, what are we forgiving you for?
Some might say forgiveness is dependent on the crime. You know, like Cindy says. If you were in jail for fraud, or for stealing, whether a car or money, chances are you will be welcomed back into society. Somehow society looks at you like a hero. I mean, just look at Jub Jub. Look at Gayton McKenzie. They served their time for the crimes that they committed. Now we have a mayor in Gayton McKenzie. We have a TV presenter and a celebrity in Jub Jub. However, how does one forgive rape? Where does one even begin? What about somebody who killed your loved one? How do you even begin to forgive that? Right now, the issue is Oscar Pistorius going to face the family of River and asking for forgiveness. Will they forgive him? Because his parole is dependent on that. My question again, do we forgive ex-prisoners?
We are really forgiving nation, but it all depends on what you want. This is the same as you cheating. I'm sorry I cheated and so on and so on. And then she says, yes, I forgive you. But 3-6 months down the line, yeah, when I want Cholela and so on, so it's the same.
ukuthi we say yes we'll forgive ama ex-inmate and so on, but are we really forgiving them to a point where kusasa makayenza something wrong encane ngeke simkhumbuze ukuthi ya konje wena sibani bani wayenza into ethile the swibe usejele.
We forgive, but T's and C's apply, basically, Brasipo. T's and C's apply. Yes, as a victim, I also want to hear from you. Would you forgive the ex-offender after they have paid their time in jail? Family, also let me talk to you. Because this person, this prisoner, as soon as they serve their time, they need to come back home. Are you ready to forgive and start again? Three teaspoons coming up now on when we should forgive.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on when we should forgive ex-prisoners. One, when they show remorse for their crimes. Because anyone can say, I'm sorry. However, the actions afterwards, they need to speak volumes. Show remorse. And that's one thing that we always look out for, isn't it? So we can forgive ex-prisoners, but only if they can actually show that, listen, I'm rehabilitated from serving my time. And should they come across as though they are just saying sorry to gain entry back into society, I can tell you now, that forgiveness will be short-lived. Two, when we should forgive ex-prisoners, when we are ready to release ourselves from the bondage of hurt. Sometimes we just need to forgive ex-prisoners so that we can release ourselves from that. Because holding on to that pain and anger only delays our healing process. So sometimes we don't forgive ex-prisoners because they ask for forgiveness, but we forgive them so that we can set ourselves free. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on when should we forgive ex-prisoners? When we are ready to give them a second chance. Whether we like it or not, an ex-prisoner, does deserve a second chance. As long as they've saved their time for the crime and have acknowledged and accepted their wrongdoings, then we should be able to welcome them back in society. Yes, it is not easy. And many wish they didn't even have to forgive an ex-prisoner. But the reality is, when they are released, where are they going? Chances are they're going to the very same street that you live in. And chances are you'll bump into them again. So soon, they too need to pick up their pieces of their lives, that is. And what about you? When you are ready, you need to give them a second chance. Are we a forgiving nation? And if you say yes, do we extend this forgiveness to ex-prisoners? Do we?
I think, Uncle T, the problem with the society is that we don't give these guys second chance, man. And hence we get people who are constantly going back to prison because of the treatment that we're giving them as the community. We must give second chance to these guys, more especially those that show symptoms of or show that they are rehabilitated or they want to do better. Because going to prison, it doesn't necessarily mean that you were guilty. Even if you were guilty, but if you feel you've done your time and you come back rehabilitated, then let's give guys these people a second chance. Because you'll find them going back, and you'll hear someone saying, no, malumogas banbana, I'll pile jail. It's because of when they come out, we don't accept them as the community and we treat them, we isolate them at trust.
So clearly there are crimes that are not forgivable. Clearly. Rape. Murder. So let me ask you this. Which crimes are forgivable in our society? What do you think? Hashtag, do we forgive ex-prisoners?
We don't just forgive abantu nje, but if you celebrate umuntu oziwayo, siyamforgive. But if umuntu waselokishini nje owayenza same thing ayenza uBreaks oyenza uJubujubu oyenza uRKL, you're not gonna give him or her. Why? Lapho sikhohlwa lapho. That's why usikhumba buzile ukuthi do we choose who to forgive? Because ngathi si forgive ama celebrity, famous people, well known people, but laba selokishini esiphile nabo oyenza the same lento yenza uBreaks. Ngeke simforgive lo muntu lo. That's a question emele sibuze futhi. So the answer is what? No, we choose who to forgive, not everyone.
When you pray in Jutini, the Lord's Prayer,
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name,
thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and
forgive us our trespasses
as
we forgive those that trespass against us.
Somebody trespassed against you, one choncha imvu. A1.
You should have gone with something else.
No.
Why are you going for the jugular?
Yeah, I'm going for the jugular, for the sweet spot. Now they have served their time. There they are at your gate.
They're at my gate also.
Yes.
Sure.
All they want is you, as one person they have offended, to say, I forgive you. Will you?
Of course, yeah. I really wish you could have said they knocked my car, you know, they stole my very expensive motorcycle. You had to go for the livestock.
That's right.
Okay.
Your livelihood.
So, I'm not a big forgiver, generally.
Okay.
But there's something my mother always says, and I try to do it when I'm not forgiving people. And my mother says, awukho umgomo wokulahla umuntu. You can't throw people away just because they did you wrong.
No recycling bin.
No recycling bin for humans. So I need to remind myself of that so that I can actually forgive people.
Hey, mothers live on a God's forgiveness thing.
Man.
My mom said,
yes.
Do not hate the person. Hate their manners. And I said, why? She says, the person is God. The manners is action. I was like, whoa.
Sheesh.
So try and apply that.
That one is deep.
Yo, try and apply that.
That one is deep.
Sheesh, I must write something about that. Deep. Makate, bati ngewe.
Yeah, Angie's mom, my mom, my
grand. Did you see her glasses just fogged up?
No, but seriously, Angie's mom, my grand, that is like a family... Like that's exactly how we live. But you know, like Angie, I feel like it's very hard for me to also forgive people. And I feel like it's hard for me to forgive people because I can't also forgive myself in some situations.
Yes. You're hard on yourself, yeah.
Yes, I feel like when I've wronged someone, like, how dare I do that?
Yeah.
And how am I going to make it better? So I feel like, yeah, maybe I'm too hard. And I wish, or I feel like I could get to that position where forgiving is as easy as breathing.
So if you are hard on yourself, Mahadev, what more an ex-offender?
And that's my thing. I feel like for other people, it's easier for me to forgive. Like the example of someone hitting your car. Like, it's a material thing. You can replace that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Whatever. You can be forgiven.
Yeah.
But like... Yeah, I don't know, taking someone's life that one's hard.
It's a hard one.
In principle, they are forgiven, but...
Yeah.
In life.
After doing their time.
Yeah.
Are we a forgiving nation? Now that we're talking about this.
I think generally we are, hey? I think generally we are.
Society?
Oh, society.
Because now, from nation, society, then community,
once it
then family.
Down
thank you.
Into the individual,
It
starts becoming a bit difficult to say. Because, I mean, politically, we are forgiving.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it looks all pretty we did the whole 1994 thing. But once it filters down, because we've got, you know, rapists and murderers and whatever, they do their time and they have to come back into the community.
Yes.
But you will still call him Ibandinti, which is not who he is right now.
No.
He's done his time. He's served his time.
Yes.
Which means you should welcome him back to the community.
Thank you.
But we don't do that.
Do we forgive ex-offenders?
I think when it comes to forgiveness, Brati, we don't have a choice. We have to forgive, regardless of what crime was done, but we have to forgive. Remember, forgiveness helps you to heal. So I think we don't have a choice than to forgive.
Regardless of the crime, Terence.
Ah, na prati akibuni man or kabatolela. Ah, majitai tu, bo sister bai tu. Asabile ntwana ka itswela spanning, ka mantsent itswa mining. by police, a fella joalo prati. Kisana matla prati. Ay, lebo sister man, ay man, ay man. Ay, asiona, ay na prati. At buhini kabakolela vela. Ay, lebo samba tuang, baba suiri fi. Mara msamba tuang at buhini uri. Nkabashaba muhara masu, batu bagir khutzin libo na kasiye wani. Awo. Amsabe ka tipa no khala. Ay, ay mkhuku yon at buhini prati, as kis marak buhini.
No, sure. I mean, it's up to you, really. Forgiveness is really up to you, eh? So hence I asked earlier on, what is forgivable? Which crimes are forgivable? And you don't have to forgive you don't know if you don't want to. Hence one of the teaspoons is, if you are ready, or when you are ready, then you can forgive. So no matter how long that takes you. But at the end of the day, we need rehabilitation for it to work under restorative justice. Society must also help it by opening up its doors and hearts by welcoming back ex-offenders.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I was in the same situation with my ex-husband. He was actually arrested for attempted murder and gender-based violence. But then when he came out, he was not rehabilitated. But I learned to forgive him. And I told the children also to forgive him. But the problem is that I still feel he's not rehabilitated, because the problem is he still wants me back. He feels like I'm still his wife, and he feels like I was entitled to him for the rest of our lives. But he's the one who broke the marriage. Worse, in terms of gender-based violence and attempted murder of all three of us, me and my children. So he still has a lot of anger.
Agnes. Yo. Tebo.
Hey, Tebo.
You are a former inmate.
Yes, Tebo.
You were in jail for what?
Tebo. Yo, Tebo, let us not go there. Maraki, you 14 years from Kong.
Okay. No, the reason the reason I'm asking, because I get it that earlier on we were talking about, you know, are there crimes that are forgivable and those that are not forgivable? Hence, I was asking. But if you don't feel like sharing, that's
what you are saying. The crime, how do we go wrong? All crimes are equal. To wrong to the community, né? Wrong is one. You can't elaborate wrong. We categorize.
Yeah.
Rona har le kwatsan to something we eta as individual. Introspection, the chance of introspection re thola go wrong. It depends on you as a being. One thola, you must start by forgiving yourself before you expect forgiveness to struggle.
Yes, yeah.
People outside there will be people that no more, they will never forgive. Listen to me. I know what I'm still judged. But
okay.
Because of Nike forgiving,
yes.
One turn,
yeah.
I'm a conqueror in my life already. Ileka received a chance of introspection to see the wrongs that I've done in life.
Was it difficult for you to come back, or to at least to be back in society?
Yeah, it was difficult. The time, well, when I mean it, to 14 days to go outside, and then that's when you do the introspection to yourself already. How am I going to walk? Starting around the people banking ahead.
Huh.
One choice. Mara, the bravery starts with you and your God in yourself. One choice. Naki leka kala kawi amote la garwata king. Hane lor mudimu hawa kri change yuko life in yag. Ngeve kisa chola date yawe ya kundi. So the second chance to take chola yawe ya kundi. Is it treasure siko man? Koba tubaki wa yenten wrong or kon nati ili na. It starts with me.
Yes.
Then all the steps that I'm doing, I'm taking out here. I'm doing it for myself, and people that will judge me, let them judge the movement that I'm doing. Am I still the evil or what?
So when you're moving ahead and people keep calling you Lopantiti, doesn't that just makes you feel like you're going backwards?
Why did Tabo on a little or not about to answer it? I just wish one day you got Allah or invite our Kemo. You tell him about why and then life, why and then the more than 7 years go to Hong Kong. And then you thought about a drunk Kony Monke. Now when I take a Honaki Filan or the go to Hong Kong. Conte, kotronko ne ke feel like ele in a free world because of the chance of introspection lo bona the clearness of the life ke kotronko when kotronko when you judge yourself you must be honest to yourself
so come on tell us wrong
introspect come on tell you kotronko because of not tronko early moyon there's people don't want to see it to anybody. People don't. We don't admire any good that comes from anybody. One we judge, we do things wrong. Everything. People will judge on it.
Okay, I'll tell that, Dibza. Thank you so much for that. Oh, all right. Lawrence, hi.
How are you, Bati?
So you are a rehabilitator called Leukop.
Leukop is it?
For rehabilitation to work, what is the role of your society?
One, I think, Basti, they need to accept people when they come back.
Yeah.
No matter what you're saying, yes, you accept them, but you accepting them, it does not mean you validate whatever that the person has done.
So what have you found is the most difficult part for society to forgive?
We outside Runa society, we having things without experiencing them. Come up and eat. I understand.
Example.
But once you get hands on, you get a very different narrative from the inmates.
Yeah, give me an example to try and maybe open our eyes.
Okay. Here it is, Motoke now to say Kulu or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And Motoba Eli, whatever Eli Nyona. Hali Kahari, that person, like your previous caller, that person, why change I am? Again, when I come out, I can't come back to this.
Mm.
I understand. So when you come back to the society, and the society in the label as a inmate as the bandit, as the person that has done wrong.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
They don't give you a chance. But if we give people chances, Basti, we are given chances. There are things that I've done to my wife. You understand?
Mm.
And she has given me a chance. But if she didn't give me a chance, you understand? I wouldn't still be married. You understand?
So which
if the person comes out.
Yeah, sorry, bro, Lori. So. I understand when it comes to, robbery and things like that, I feel like society there is welcoming. But when it comes to murder, rape, that's difficult, right?
Yes, my brother. But now all I'm saying is it will depend on the individual. But the inmate, now when he comes outside, understand?
Mm.
Let him not be accepted. Kimutuwa means wrong. It's fine. But let us accept that individual and give him matanyan or apu sebastikan. Understand?
Is the reason for repeat offenders the very fact that society is not welcoming them back?
Exactly. Exactly. I have people in my class, right, that went out. Just a few days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to escape out.
Sure. Lawrence works with prisoners at local prison. He's a rehabilitator. Thank you, Lawrence, for that call. I appreciate it, really. I really do. Manitim. Your cousin is in prison or was in prison?
Hi, Uncle T. He's still in prison at the age of 18, Uncle T. Alimetric. And the sad part is that he's on waiting trial. He's never won the Aparotate. And it's very sad.
And the offense is?
Like, and then there was Lohori Lareba in Tesanales. So almost 20 years he was in jail. He got out for 8 months. He repeated the same thing, you know, because the community was not accepting him. Even us as a family, we did not know how to act around him because he was threatening us in a sense. So it would took Uncle P, because even his dad spent 35 years in jail. So you see, it's sometimes a generational curse, which is very sad, Uncle P. So he's still not... He's still on waiting trial. Uniform, so since I'm 18, Uncle T, he's 39 years old. So the Uncle T, Jake. Like, it is very sad. When I think about it and listening to everybody, it is very sad because we don't know how to act around them. And sometimes Abani Abashin is able.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very sad, Uncle T.
Thanks for that call.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.